And welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle.
And we are here to entertain today.
Every week, baby, we're here.
That's right.
Every week. Just for you guys. We love it here.
We do. The best. Especially now with our new background, baby.
We love our new background. And most of you guys seem to like it. So.
Yeah. I didn't see any negative feedback. Did you?
I saw one that was like, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Disgusting. Yeah.
I was like,
I think I'm being a little too dramatic, but yeah, they were not a fan.
Damn. Bad.
Sorry, you're in the minority on that one. Most of you guys really liked it.
Yeah.
As far as I saw, most of the feedback said keep the shelves the same. Mm-hmm.
I saw that too. So we can
do
that for you.
Stay the same.
A lot of people
said the same.
We need something on this wall behind this plant. I agree. Yeah. We want to do like some type of gold art hangy thingy.
Oh, yeah. If you have any suggestions, you can tweet it to us.
Yeah, definitely. Tweet us if you have anything. But we agree. We need something else. We thought about doing shelves on that wall, but then I feel like it's too like matchy-matchy. You know what I mean?
Too many shelves.
Yeah.
Not enough things to put on the shelves.
Exactly. So anyways.
We are here with a few different topics for you guys. Here's a little menu of what to expect on today's episode.
I like that, the menu.
Yeah.
It's on the menu today. What's the special?
On the menu. The special is the Concert Crush documentary, which just came out. I don't know how much kind of hype it has around it. I didn't see that many people talking about it or watching it. It premiered Friday.
Yeah. And it's also cool. Okay. So it premiered in some theaters, like in select cities.
Yeah.
And then...
It played in Texas theaters. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
So the documentary is about...
But also, wait, so that... Because you're probably like, how the fuck did you people watch it then if it was in Texas? It was also online on Vimeo.
Yeah.
For rent, which if you want to rent it, that's where you can find it.
Which we'll chat on whether or not you guys should spend your money on that. Because it is a nice $19.99.
Yeah. And honestly...
Not worth.
We have some thoughts.
Yeah.
This podcast is free. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. We're going to be going over pretty much everything that they did. The documentary is about Astro World Fest.
It's like Astro World Music Festival.
So we're going to be kind of talking about that again because there has been some new updates and some upcoming performances for Mr. Travis Scott.
Correct. Homie's back.
Yeah. So very disappointing. We wanted to give our two cents on that and kind of discuss it.
No.
We also are going to be talking a little bit about another festival.
Dude, it's a festival episode,
baby. It is. The Sesh Fest.
Hell yeah.
Today is, we are,
wait, what if we literally made the Sesh Fest?
Wait, that's kind of cute.
Like one day.
It would be awesome, but I can't even imagine planning an event.
I have no idea how the fuck you would do it, but it'd make cute merch.
It would. But instead, we're going to be talking about Ace Fest.
Hell yeah.
The Ace family is at it again, folks. We're going to have a little chatsy about that.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
For this to happen.
But before we get into things, how was your weekend? Did you do anything?
My weekend was very good.
How was engagement life?
Engagement life. Everyone's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do.
Like about the wedding?
Yeah. Like have you thought about it? I'm like, no, I literally don't
know. It's been like a week.
Oh, I know. I'm like, shit.
Who's asking you? Your parents?
My mom has been asking me. And then like I had brunch with my stepbrother and like he was wondering probably just to be nice to ask about it, you know.
It's kind of the follow up question.
Yeah, exactly. But I have no idea. I know exactly what I want to do for a honeymoon though. Straight to Thailand.
I was going to say, you better go to Thailand.
I want to go for like 2 weeks like you did. Staying in a few different places.
Best time of my life.
I was already like looking at different resorts and stuff. Looking at the one you guys stayed at.
You have to go to that one at least for a few days.
Really? Is it awesome?
Oh, I dream of it at night. I dream of their breakfast.
It's so good.
The views.
Yeah.
You got to go, man.
Definitely going to Thailand. I'm so excited. I don't know when though.
How about you just get married there and we can all come?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, well then John and I were like, maybe we should just get married in Costa Rica because we were like obsessed with Costa Rica, obviously, because that's when we got engaged. It's so pretty, blah, blah, blah. And so we were like, maybe we'll get married there and then fly from there to Thailand.
Dude, I was like, now that would be lit. That plan. I think you should do it.
That'd be really fun.
I am all on board for the destination situation.
I would love to do it, but two problems. One, I feel bad asking people to pay for like a vacation that's about me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And two, I really want my fucking dogs.
Yeah, that's hard too.
Like, I want them there so bad.
You could go.
Charles goes to Costa Rica.
At least Charlie.
He's basically a sloth.
Basically.
Look at his ass.
There's a lot of dog-friendly resorts.
Yeah, it was dog-friendly.
He could easily fly.
At least just bring him with you.
But then I'll have my mom bring him back home, or someone can bring him back home.
I'll bring him back home.
Charles, Charles goes to Costa Rica.
We can get him a first-class ticket.
Yeah, that's right. First class. He says first
class. You can sit
only.
In coach and he can sit
that's
in first.
Okay, Bob. He goes to first class.
So that's the plan. Done deal. Costa Rica it is. I'm putting it in my calendar. I'll get a babysitter.
Got it. My friend, she's cracking up. So I was at dinner with my friend on Friday. She just moved back here from Virginia. And so we were hanging out. And she's literally talking to John and I. She's like, well... She's like giving me all these ideas because I told her I don't want anything like too big or complicated or whatever. And complicated says the girl who wants to go to Costa Rica to get married. Okay. But she was like, you know, she was like spouting out all these things. She's like, you know, if you want to make this happen, we can probably make this happen by like September. And I was like,
oh, damn.
I was like, do you know me? I was like, it took us 10 years to get engaged. Yeah. You think we're going to be married by September?
I would be absolutely shocked.
She's like, I'm just excited. I was like,
yeah, tell her to hold up. I need some fucking time. I gotta have this baby before we're planning a wedding.
Yeah, this is making me laugh.
Very fun. Very excited for all of the planning.
Sid. Now Sid's planning a wedding.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And we've been throwing out the idea of doing a destination.
Yep.
But
I'm down. Let's do it.
It is a lot. I mean, it's for people to come and whatnot. But at the same time, it's only like 2 days. They gotta like celebrate.
Well,
the wedding part.
Your family doesn't live here, so they have to come fly somewhere anyways.
They gotta get
that makes more sense. Oh, I got all my family here.
Do it. Do it.
I know. I really want to.
Come on.
Oh my God, it'd be so fun.
So yeah, you're looking at like September 23.
Yes. Possibly August, but probably September, to be honest.
2023. Mm-hmm. Not the 23rd of September this year.
Yeah.
Got it.
2023. Such fun ahead, you guys. Anyway, what else did you do? Or I didn't even you didn't get to say what you did before I asked about how it feels to be engaged.
Oh, yeah. I planted my garden or some of them. I planted, well, I don't really have a garden. I just have like a bunch of potters, like planters, you know, individual ones. Mm-hmm. And I got my tomatoes going. Mm. So I'm very excited about light.
Good job.
I love ahead of the curve.
Good work.
Well, I was like, usually I'm really late and then it just takes forever to like start up. And then before I know it, things are dying.
And you have one round of tomatoes and that's it.
So I'm like, okay, let me try. And it was like pretty nice on Saturday. So
didn't you have a garden last year?
Yeah. Well, I have like a raised garden bed too that I just put a bunch of herbs in. I haven't done that one yet. Cause well, John, love him dearly, but he like hurt his back somehow. And then on Wednesdays he plays like football, like club football with some of his friends just for fun. And he was already injured, and John being he's so competitive with himself, it's like psychotic. So he's like, I can't miss out. So he went and played the football game last Wednesday and then totally fucked his back up.
Like
the dude literally is walking around like an 80-year-old. And I'm like, I feel bad for him. I'm also like, you didn't have to play that game. Because I was giving him crap. I was like, how much did they pay you for that game? Oh, wait.
Nothing.
No, you're paying to be a part of that and hurt your back. I was like, it sucks getting old. So anyways, I said that because he has to help me dig out all the dirt from last year on my raised garden bed.
It's like all hardened.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to take, it's kind of, you know, it's
big.
It's a lot of dirt. Yeah. So I was like,
are you
going to
replace it all?
Yeah, exactly. You got to replace like fresh soil. Do? Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because a lot of the soil has like nutrients and stuff and it's like dead and
but you can
like
add new roots. Fertilizer, right?
No? Yeah, you can.
That's what I've always done.
I don't know. I like to give it a fresh start.
Probably better. I've never really had a successful situation. So
yeah, I was gonna say, last year your garden literally was
it went crazy. Oh, but we have that picture. Remember of me?
What?
With weenie and balls. I still got that. I'll send it to you.
Oh, my God, insert. I remember that. Yeah, that was iconic.
That was like the best I was able to harvest.
Yeah.
My giant zucchini.
Did you ever eat it?
Yeah, I did eat the zucchini and I ate
was
the tomatoes.
It good?
It was like not much better than the grocery store.
Oh shit. Yeah, I'm not super good at like, oh, I've grown peppers and then I've grown some like lettuce, which is like whatever. Mm. But like I haven't really grown, well, I'm not like a huge squash eater.
No, I don't like squash.
Yeah.
Unless it's spaghetti squash.
Oh, I love spaghetti squash. I like it. Squash, but I'm not like,
I don't like sweet squash
enough to have a whole plant of it and be like with eight squashes. I don't know what I would do with it.
Right, right.
So
squash soup in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, squash exactly, though. Like in the summer. Well, I guess it's more like a fall thing.
Yeah, you're right. It is. Definitely.
I'm so jealous of people who have like full ass gardens, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Or greenhouses.
It's a lot of work. It's a big commitment.
Yes. Green. Well, and I feel like it sucks because it only, unless you have like a greenhouse, it only works for like 5 months in Colorado.
Have you seen Christy's greenhouse?
Yeah, it's like looks
sick. In the works.
Ooh. Looks so, so cool.
Her whole life is cool.
I know.
She's her like whole life living is my cool. dream.
No, literally. Like it's.
I love her.
I love her. She seems so nice.
She is.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what I did. Started my garden. I will do my herbs next when John's not crippled. And yeah,
nice. There's
it. Charles and I hung out, watched the Concert Crush doc.
Yep.
Edited some vlog footage on my channel, and that's it.
A garden this year, even attempt. Got well, too much going
you're
on.
You're moving, so how would that work?
Like, if I did, like, some single pots, oh, I was kind of thinking about it, but I just don't have the time for that. Mm-mm.
That sounds stressful for you.
Yeah, I don't need to. I'm already growing a human. I don't need to grow anything else. Yeah,
true. That's a garden in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
I get extreme dopamine from going outside and gardening and watering my plants and, like, watching them grow.
Me too.
It's, like, I'm a still real have, mental health thing for me.
I'll probably still do some flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Just do you some flowers. Flowers are fucking easy.
Yeah.
Like, water exactly. those bitches. They grow like weeds.
Yeah, actually, this weekend, because we are moving, so I took a bunch of plants that are in the ground or, like, our succulents that are year-round.
Yeah.
I, like, got them and put them into pots so I can take them with me.
Good.
Yes. And just doing that. Lots of dopamine, you know, just being outside. It was so nice.
It was so nice on Saturday.
Oh, now today's so shit.
Good. Yeah, it sucks outside. The fuck.
I had moved all of our plants outside. It was so nice. I moved every single one outside with Josh's help. A lot of them are heavy. And then I realized, oh, shit, it's going to get cold at night. Like, it's not warm
enough. Oh, I know. Yep.
So I had to move them all back in. But yeah, slowly dismantling the house, getting boxes packed up. It's a lot. I think I'm crazy moving during my third trimester. I literally hit third trimester and I'm moving like that week.
But when you knew you were moving, you weren't pregnant already. Or were you? No. Well, yes, I guess you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I was already planning on moving, but yeah, it just kind of worked out this way.
Shit.
Yep. It'll be worth it. I just can't wait to get into the new house and start setting up baby's room. I want a nest. You know,
right?
Get all set up and ready to go.
How's the nursery design coming along?
It's good, kind of. I mean, I've got like the main things.
Yeah.
Got the crib, got the change table, got the bookcase. So yeah, I just need to figure out. Actually, I was thinking about hiring someone to do like a little
mural
painted wall situation. But just more to plan or work. And so I think I found some good wallpaper that I'm just going to use instead.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Plus, you can always, like, switch things up. Because, yeah. like, I feel like also when your baby's a newborn and you have, like, a whole theme going or something, what if it's, like, 2 years from now they hate that and are really into something to the opposite? So it's like, dang, all that time and money you spend, like, creating this cute little nursery. Mm-hmm. But then, like, once they're actually a kid and can appreciate their own room.
Right.
It's like they might want something totally different.
Well, our plan is to move her to another room when she gets a little older and then keep this as the nursery for next kid because it's a little smaller. So that's kind of the plan.
Planning ahead, I see.
Yeah.
Yep. Not surprised. She has her whole life planned out.
Oh, yeah, of course. I know. Yeah, this is insane. Wow.
I know.
Don't even know what I'm going to do insane. For dinner tonight.
I know.
Same.
Well, I'm a big planner, and that's why pregnancy has been really hard because you can't plan shit. It's, I mean, you can plan some things, but damn.
The day of when she's, I mean, unless you get like scheduled and doctor, but still, you know?
Oh, I'm even going to go for that, but
I
still, it doesn't turn out like you want, like ever. So I'm ready for whatever. I'm just trying to be open minded. Having like some major anxiety about C-sections, like.
Just
any moms who have went through it, I mean, if you had a good experience.
Yeah, if it was the worst
thing
you've ever been through.
Please don't scare me worse.
Yeah, like, listen.
But like,
you should be terrified.
A lot of mothers who have had C-sections have shared their stories with me and have made me feel a little better. So I always like that. I have some friends who have had it. But it's just the idea of the surgery. And I've like looked up the surgery and it's just like.
Yeah, don't look it up.
It's a little scary. Well, I mean, I like to be prepared.
But it doesn't change anything.
No, but.
You knowing what they're doing down there. Doesn't like it's only probably making you more scared.
Probably. I don't know. There's something about collecting knowledge that makes me feel somewhat better and in control. But yeah, the whole thing is very up in the air. So anyway,
speaking of babies, do we have fruit for the day?
I were going to say, speaking of babies.
Oh,
Mr. Ace family. What is his name?
Oh, I thought you thought that I was going to give you a pregnancy announcement again.
Oh, no.
Corelli literally just now. What were you talking about before we started recording? I don't remember.
Oh,
and I said something. Corelli goes, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
And you just look at me and I was like, huh? And you're like, you're not pregnant, right? I was like, well.
You made it sound like it.
Yeah, you said you're pregnant. But yeah, no, but you didn't say you were pregnant.
She was just looking at me so weird. And I was like, aha, you believe me?
No. Gullible.
Okay, so baby is...
Are we guessing?
Guess, yeah. I thought it'd be fun to guess this week.
Okay, so last week it was...
it's starting to get fucked up. Like, it's just... making any sense. Like,
okay, last week it was an eggplant. I've been trying
to, like, justify the app's decisions for what they're saying. And I'm, you know...
Does it make sense?
No, they don't make sense. Like, they're, like, going in different orders. And, like, all the apps are saying something completely different now.
That's not helpful. Okay, so last week we had eggplant.
Yeah.
And I'm going with the same app every week to keep consistency. We're using the Flow
bigger
app.
Bigger or smaller?
Yeah, is it bigger or smaller than the eggplant?
Well, she's bigger.
No, I know, she's bigger. But, like, I'm trying to guess what...
The app is thinking.
The fruit could be.
It's smaller.
So
we just have a large eggplant last week?
No, it's just a weird thing. I'm not saying like it's bigger or smaller.
It's like a circle now.
It's a circle.
Guess.
It's a weird thing. I'm not telling you what squash. It is.
Wait, is that a fruit? It's a
Everyone
fruit.
Everyone put in your guess.
Is it a fruit?
I'm not telling you. You have to put in a guess.
Okay, I'm going with a head of cabbage.
Okay.
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cabbage Patch Kid. Curly.
I'm gonna say it doesn't even matter the season of the fruit or the vegetable.
She's like thinking it.
But I'm thinking like like a spaghetti squash.
Okay. All right. That's a decent guess.
A mini pumpkin.
A mini pumpkin.
Okay. Close your eyes. Drum roll, please. Also, you have your headphones on, Kendall. Don't know if you care.
All right, ready. Dun 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 dun.
What?
Grapes.
Grapes.
Which is honestly kind of nice because now we can snack on these while we
That's
record.
The first thing I thought of was convenient. a food that I actually want to eat.
I haven't washed them, but rub on the shirt.
That's fine. But I'm really confused.
Yeah.
Me too. Like a bunch of grapes, so that's what it's called.
Like a bunch of grapes, like a vine of grapes.
Yep. So okay, that's like literally so many sizes.
I know.
And this is smaller than the eggplant. Don't let Charlie get me.
Oh, no, she's really small.
Oh, no.
I know, yeah. So.
Good grapes, though.
Who really knows? It's like, it's so all over the place, these suggestions. I feel like they're just trying to
come up with something.
Because the other app is saying eggplant this week. So it's like, who really knows?
What?
I know. Yeah, Carly, you should start bringing in, don't you have like a little scale at home?
Yes.
You should bring that so we can like weigh it.
We need to weigh her.
The 90s nostalgia? I would like to know.
Oh, hang on.
I totally forgot about that. Thank you, Kendall.
So she's 1.7 pounds this week. By the time this episode comes out on Friday, she will be about 2 pounds, which is right exactly what she was measuring at the doctor, was 1.6 when I was there. And that was like 2 days before.
So the app is correct with that.
Movies and TV props. It says the shaving cream from Jurassic Park, which is just a can of Barbasol.
Okay, it's so unhelpful.
Yeah. And then this isn't Jack Morris's brick phone or Zach Morris brick phone.
From who's that?
I have no idea what that's from. Can you look that up?
What is it?
Zach Morris. It's probably some like common movie. We just don't know.
Zach Morris. Okay. Wait, that's the 90s nostalgia?
Wait, brick phone.
Kind of like that phone your mom used
from Saved by the Bell.
Drive around with.
Oh, hell yeah.
When she was pregnant.
Yeah. Back when my mom was pregnant with me, she like, my mom is a nut. She was going to grad school and working full time and going to grad school at night pregnant. Like, that's fully pregnant.
How is she not exhausted?
She is the size of a old phone.
Well, who's Zach Morris?
Yeah, what the fuck? Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Yep, neither.
Yeah, she had one of those. My dad got her... Because she was going to school at night, got her a cell phone. This is huge.
You guys want any grapes? I got extra grapes over here. Josh got a big old container of them.
I'll take some grapes.
Mmm. Hella grapes. Oh, shit.
I know. I was like, if we had a scale, we could just keep adding grapes until it's the amount.
Yeah, for real. Mm. Damn. They're good, though.
These fruit and vegetable guesses are getting...
whack.
Yeah, they are. They're all over the place. Cabbage is coming up, but not for a while. Did you guys like guessing? Should we continue the guessing?
Yeah, that's fun. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I like that. Good guess.
All right. Well, we don't have to guess that much about Travis Scott because he will be back.
Yeah, he's back. And he's already been back. Like last month, he did a little performance.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally missed that. Where? Yep.
The pre-Oscars event.
Pre-Oscars. God. Why?
That's like a whole thing. That's like a big thing.
Yeah.
The pre-Oscars event?
Yeah, I didn't know. That was a big thing. But yeah, he was doing it. What was that, like May 20th or something? So like, but that or was March like 20th?
For the actual Oscars.
Was it aired anywhere or was it just for celebs?
I didn't personally see it, but I also didn't fucking watch the Oscars, so I'm not sure. Mm. But yeah.
Well, he has a few performances lined up and we will chat more on our thoughts on that when we get back from our break.
Let's start off with a little back information. In case you guys forgot, or maybe you didn't watch our episode on AstroFest, we will link it below. But basically, he held a festival back in November 2021, November 5th to be exact. And it was hosted by him and featured other performances by SZA, Roddy Ricch, Drake. There was a lot of performers. He went and did his performance on November 5th. And sadly, throughout his performance, 8 people passed away right then and there, but a total of 10 victims actually passed away because some of them sadly had injuries and then ended up losing their lives within the days coming. So basically, when Travis came on the stage at like 9:15, it was already extremely compact. People were just like on top of each other, really.
Well, he had that countdown going too. Yeah. To when he would come on stage, and then it hit zero, and he didn't come out for another, like, what?
2 minutes.
Something. Or no, it was longer than that.
Like 30, it was like 15, 20 minutes.
15, something like that. Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was such a diva move to have a whole countdown and then not come out. Really, bro. Created more and more panic of, like, when is he going to come out?
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't take long for the just absolute mayhem to start.
Mm-hmm. God, the videos on the documentary of like people's cell phones and stuff is so disturbing.
It really is. And just a warning, if you do decide to watch that documentary, it's very upsetting.
It's like, so it's one thing to like read about it, but then it's another thing to like see these people's footage for like when they're in the crowds. Just
and
like
there was
screaming
some footage that they had in there that I hadn't seen yet, just from social media. And a lot of it was just mainly audio because you really can't see anything that's going on, but just hearing the distress that people were under is extremely upsetting.
Yeah.
So this documentary came out on Vimeo. It's $19.99 to rent it. Honestly, guys, I don't recommend spending your money on that because I think it pretty much goes over things that people already knew. Yeah, I mean, it was organized in a way that kind of put it all into perspective. Yeah. And there were some interesting interviews.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the one thing is they had survivors being interviewed as well as like some lawyers and stuff. And so that was kind of interesting to get their perspectives. But
the quality of this documentary was pretty poor. Bad. I mean, they made this on like iMovie.
That's
right?
What I kept thinking. I was like, damn, the shit that I produce for Kendall Ray's channel is better than
my quality is a lot better.
That was my first thought too. Yeah. I was like,
I could have edited this.
Josh was like, you guys paid for this?
I know. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was. Even they had like a tribute at the end to the victims and there was like no music with it.
It was just silent, like slideshow.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's weird.
It was all right. I have a feeling there will be more documentaries. I mean, the investigation is still ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't give any new information regarding that. But it just brought up some interesting points.
Yeah. And there was like a few things that I was kind of confused about that really tied together like the timeline or like clarified some things.
Yeah,
the map. We'll go over all that in a sec. So anyways, so basically, 9:15, he comes on, starts performing. It's getting really bad. And not that long later at 9:38, a mass casualty event is declared.
Right.
But he continues to play for over 30 minutes past time and doesn't stop around 10:15.
So according to the documentary, the police declared it mass casualty. They say we told the event coordinators at that point and it was supposed to be shut down. However, no one shut it down. Mm-hmm. There's a huge question mark around why police didn't therefore just shut it down themselves. They haven't really given a full answer. All they say is, well, we told them at this point. But, you know, police can shut down anything for any reason at any time.
That's the thing. Yeah. They're because they even apparently claimed that it was out of their hands and that's why they couldn't shut it down. This is according to the documentary. However, yeah, it's law in Houston that police, you're responsible for keeping the public safe.
Right.
And you can take any measures whenever, wherever to do so. I mean, so what the
fuck? Imagine if it was some other type of mass casualty, for instance, a shooting.
Right.
Would they have shut it down at that point? There were people already dying in the crowd. Yeah. Right.
Duh.
Yeah. It would be shut down. So it just doesn't really make any sense.
No.
And so there's a lot of talk in this documentary about what responsibility does Houston PD, Houston Fire have in this situation.
Yeah. Astrofest takes place. It's horrible. It's so devastating what happened to these people.
Shocking beyond belief to people in general.
Yeah.
You know, people who go to concerts a lot. Like, no one expected something like this to happen to the scale at a fucking concert.
Right. So it happens, and then he basically is quiet until he comes out with an interview with Charlamagne the God.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did his little, like...
Oh, his Instagram
video.
He was like, listen, man.
He's, like, not even looking at the camera. Man. Yeah. After he had gone to Dave & Buster's and had dinner and partied.
Nice. Fuck. So anyways, he comes out with his little interview, and it's trash. Don't watch it if you haven't already. Yeah, do not waste your time. That
was really bad. God, I forgot about that. Yeah,
terrible.
You know.
Yeah, and that's even one thing that the dude in the documentary pointed out. Is like, the amount of times that he said, you know, during his little interview is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then he like kind of is quiet. However, yeah, like I said, he hosts the pre-Oscars event in March.
Lovely.
And not only that.
I didn't even know about that.
He is set to host a club in Miami in May.
This is like an appearance.
Yeah.
Performance thing.
Like he'll probably like headline the host or whatever. But I feel like the craziest part of it all is not even 6 months after the Astrofest tragedy, Travis has announced that he will be headlining a music festival.
Headlining a music festival that is bigger than Astrofest.
The Primavera Sound Festival.
Mm-hmm. So this will travel throughout Chile. It'll go to San Paulo, Buenos Aires, and Santiago. So... upwards of 200,000 people are set to attend. I don't know if that's... Yeah. So Astroworld's 100,000. I don't know if it's 200,000 between those three events or what. But it's still a huge amount of people. And it's set for November 2022, which is the year anniversary of this happening.
Crazy.
Yeah. He'll play three shows. He's listed as the biggest name on the thing.
Oh, yeah. I know.
The flyer or the poster with Lord.
Arctic Monkeys. Yeah, a lot of people will be going.
I mean, I'm shocked. I know I said I never thought he would perform again. I really didn't think he would. I guess I shouldn't be surprised with the state of the world and how little people give a shit about stuff like this.
Correct.
And move on that quickly.
Yes.
It's extremely disappointing. I think it's so disrespectful to these families who are still grieving, especially when these lawsuits are still underway. Investigation is still underway. It makes no sense to me. And I am just disgusted.
Moving along nice and fast.
I wanted to know what you guys thought on Twitter. So I asked you guys and I just wanted to read a few responses.
I have the hardest time understanding how all of these people, you know, that put it on and the police and the fire department, all these people like, and there's no level in my mind of like, if someone passes away or dies, like that's sad. Like they're gone. They died, right? But these people were suffocating.
Tortured.
That they were stuck there. And then now it's just since it was a big deal, but you couldn't see a bunch, right? Like there's not graphic images as much as like maybe there would be for another situation.
Right. Right.
People are kind of putting that into like using that. So then they can go and say, oh, well, we're going to do another festival. Like to me, it is shocking that it just breaks my heart. Like, I feel so bad for those families and just every single person that went through that or is truly ruined, ruined now for, you know, concerts or big events.
Yep.
And people knew what was going on and they just still didn't stop. And so I just think
there's been no repercussion at all for this.
No, there hasn't.
No.
And I mean, that means to be seen, remains to be seen.
Remains. I think it's remains.
We shall see what happens. There might be.
I wonder if there's going to be issues at that, like, that next festival. I wonder if there'll be, like, anger or whatnot towards him, or I don't know.
Well, I'm just wondering who's going to ensure this. I mean, who's
that's why I was like so confused because, yeah, I don't know exactly who's putting it on.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, who is willingly putting his name, attaching his name to them? Because people are like, he's gotten so much shit, but also Live Nation, like they're in hot water too. So I don't get who's like willingly promoting him.
And you know what's really interesting is that, like, have you guys seen that, like, Spider-Man meme where it's, like, all the Spider-Mans are, like, pointing at each other?
Right. Yeah, yeah,
that's exactly what's happening
100%.
Here. It's like, totally. No, you're at fault. You're literally all at fault. Mm-hmm. Fucking man up and, like, take responsibility for all these families that you have traumatized, all these concerts that you have literally, like, given PTSD. I don't even know, like, I don't know if, like, I mean, that is, like, means for PTSD. That is, like, severe, like, trauma, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, everybody here is just literally pointing the fingers at each other and nobody's responsible?
No.
I don't know.
Because the second someone takes responsibility, then you're a target to be sued.
One thing that was interesting that the documentary brought up is that there were two people that apparently had the ability to shut the event down. Is that in our notes?
Yes.
Executive producer is one of them.
Executive producer and festival director.
So neither of these people have been identified.
Yeah, that's the thing. That they're like, who is the executive producer?
And
who
it is? Sounded like, I mean, the documentary was essentially saying there's a good chance there was no person in these roles.
Right. And they just assigned the role.
It's just a placeholder, as they said. Or if there is someone in that role, they have not been identified, which is unbelievable. So, okay, here's some Twitter responses from you guys. First of all, Gabriel Zamora. He
is
a makeup artist, makeup YouTuber. And he said, he actually went to the event. He said he handled Astroworld terribly. I was there. And he's clearly not capable of doing his own events. I knew he would start performing again, but it seems too soon as victims are still dealing with a lot mentally and financially. He should have waited another year or two. And maybe he's doing stuff behind the scenes, but publicly it seems his team has tried to distance from it. Plus, he has yet to address the tragedy like an actual human being who was ultimately responsible for multiple deaths at his event.
100%.
Completely agree.
His name and everything. This is his event.
Yep. And also the fact that the dudes on Twitter being like, basically insinuating that they should continue to act rowdy and should push down the barricades. He's been seen before encouraging people to jump off balconies. I mean, he lives for this
intense
drama of people acting insane.
Is that footage out there of the balcony thing?
I don't know if it's out there, if it's just on the
That was one thing that was in the documentary.
Yeah.
Footage the New York of him, thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. There was someone at his concert on the balcony, teetering, ready to jump off, and Travis is encouraging him. He's like, but are you going to do it?
Yeah, he's like, are you going to do it?
Right.
And he didn't. He got injured.
He's paralyzed.
Yeah. Oh, there was footage of during Astrofest, someone was in a tree, and he literally was like talking him up, essentially, and then he dropped, and he was like, give a shout to my man or something like that. I don't know what he said, but...
Yeah, when this person could have been in a tree to escape death.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know why they were in the tree, but it's quite possible with what was going on. There was, like, no oxygen. People are talking about how they had to just hold their heads up to try to get some air. It's fucking unbelievable. And not to mention, they had more footage of him when he finds the ambulance. I mean, it's a clip that's gone around many times at this point of him being like,
there's an ambulance out there. Whoa.
And then he goes right back. He's like, all right, put your middle fingers up.
But first he goes, He's like, everyone's silent. He's like, But then they turn, someone like turns on his auto tune or something and literally,
He's
like,
It's not funny. I should not be laughing. But it's just like,
it's so ridiculous that it's almost like.
That was like what gave me the, like, the most anxiety watching the video would be like when like things would happen and then he'd start the next song. It like he literally stressed me out. Like they just wouldn't stop.
I know it's you could hear.
So like so I was like thinking about it a lot. It's crazy and it's really weird and it's really bizarre and it's so eerie that he was performing like a robot. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like no emotion, no mm-hmm. like clicking no. with reality. There was nothing. Like, as soon as he saw the ambulance, like, he didn't, he acknowledged it, sure. Mm-hmm. But he was just been like, whoa. You know what I mean? So, like, he just continued to do his little thing. But, like, there was no connection to reality. It was like autopilot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It was.
Like, it was just so eerie. Like, he just was blind.
And
he was,
people
like,
who were
blind.
There, people in the documentary, they asked them straight up, do you think, because his excuse is, I didn't see it. I didn't know this was happening. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And they've asked people who were there, and they're like, there's just no fucking
there's
way
no
he wouldn't
way.
Be able to see it. There were people on the ground. The chance of stop the show were so loud. And this one victim made the point that, you know, there were these pauses in between songs where it was quiet. Mm-hmm. And she's like, there's no way you couldn't hear them saying stop the show.
Also, another one is like the tone of the crowd, right?
Yeah.
When it's a happy, woo, you know what I mean? So it's like a higher pitch. It's,
yeah.
you know, we're all having fun. When it's mm-hmm. when it's not that.
And that many people.
And that many, like, there were like
yeah.
death screams. And that's like so sad because like, That was it. And like,
people were like
sound
screaming,
people
for
dying.
Like, begging,
yep.
for
begging
help.
For life, begging. Yeah. And it's,
yep. how, and you wonder how many people were that close to death. We know that 10
right.
passed.
Yeah.
How many people almost did?
Yeah. Well, there was like videos of like, I mean, there was videos of people like just unconscious, like mm-hmm. they were like surfing them through the mm-hmm. crowd, basically. You know yeah. what I mean? Like,
oh, there's tons of people passed out. I mean, it could have been even worse. And then just, yeah, it's so eerie, especially with the way he's singing. To have that thought, you know, Josh brought that up to me, of I can't imagine lying there in my last moments and hearing Travis Scott yeah. auto-tune.
So eerie.
I don't understand how people can continue listening to this music mm-mm. knowing what's attached to it now, that
right.
this was playing during this horrific event. It's something about the way he sings now in the auto-tune that just automatically brings me back to these clips. I can't even hear it now without thinking about that.
I know. It's really, really sad. It's horrible.
Someone else says, it upsets me that he basically waited for things to die down without showing that he's aware of the severity of what happened. He waited for most people to forget and then be like, oh, I'm back. I'm not pro cancel culture, but I'm also just against moving on without resolve.
Totally.
That's a good point. I'm sorry. Here's another one. I'm sorry, but that entire family clan keeps getting away with so much. Just because of the doe-eyed fans who refused to cancel them. 10 people died, yet he can't even take proper ownership. Somehow we're supposed to just forget it and move on. It's so insensitive to the victims.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It seems like his main concern is his career, which is so upsetting considering these are your fans. And this is in Houston. Like,
yeah,
this
your
is,
city.
Yeah, your city. He has the key to the city. He is so idolized there. These people love him. I mean, these people were putting themselves through such horrible conditions to get as close as they could to him, and they love him so much. And then so many people lost their lives or were traumatized by this event. And he's like, whatever.
Right.
It's oh my God.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's really no words.
No, there's not. I don't even know what to say.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
One thing that I found was interesting, which I didn't know about until I watched the doc, is there's two stages. There's one stage where all the other performers are, like the eight others, and then there's another stage where Travis Scott is. And so the stage that had all the guest performers were, once they were done, all of those people migrated to the Travis Scott stage. And it's actually broken up into like four quadrants. And so the quadrant that's closest to the guest stage happened to be what they call the south one. And 7 of the 10 victims died in that south quadrant. So I think what happened is after, I think it was SZA who played last, although I'm not sure, mm-hmm. whoever played last the guest stage, those people ran over to Travis Scott and tried to, you know, get there before he came on stage. And so I think already that's creating an issue because just having large groups migrate to mm-hmm. another part
mm-hmm.
under knowing that there's a time crunch, because like, oh, you got to get there before, and get a good spot because it's GA. So, you know, you're starting to run to the other stage to try and get in front of everyone else to get a good spot. That's already pretty dangerous on top of it. So the fact, I just thought that was so stupid that they had two stages because, yeah, you're literally just forcing people to move.
Such poor organization. Even they brought up in the documentary the merch lines. There was like these two merch lines. One of them got so chaotic they had to shut it down and moved everything to the other one. It's signs like that. It's people busting down the barricades and coming in and nothing is done about that. That's just let go. Plus, some people were saying that they got in without wristbands. There was, one crazy girl who said a friend of hers got in there with a shoelace on his wrist.
That people were just walking in and then someone was asking, did you have to be 18 or with some type of supervisor? And they're like, no, like anyone could just come in.
I mean, a 9-year-old died.
Also, wasn't Travis like kind of like encouraging people to break in and not
he's done that before.
He's done it before.
I'm pretty sure he did it for this too.
I think he did.
Let the wild ones in. He's tweeted things. Okay, here's a response. Someone says, I cut him slack for two things. One, it's not his fault that security couldn't keep fans from jumping over the barricade and running through the gate to get to the show. Okay.
True.
Yeah, that's
correct.
However, it is his fault that he encouraged them to jump them in the first place. Two, it's not his fault that when people did break in, the barricades weren't strong enough to hold people out. However, him and his team are responsible for being on stage, seeing the multiple ambulances, hearing fans yell, stop the show in the crowd. And the fact that the camera guy had no way to contact anyone to let someone know that people were passing out is awful concert etiquette.
Yeah. And he had an earpiece throughout the whole set. That was confirmed. So it's it's unclear if they were relaying any messages to him. He says he obviously had no idea. But I find that so fucking weird and hard to believe.
Another one of you said, this is just trash. I have no idea how he's getting away with helping people die at his concert. I mean, kind of interesting wording there. But yeah, I see what you're saying. Certainly didn't help them to be safe.
Right.
There's literally video of him not giving a shit, and then people running the festival are ignorant to the situation. I mean, it's absolutely not all on Travis. I think we can all agree.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's multiple people here, even down to the police, fire department, possibly.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of questioning at the mayor as well.
Yeah.
Mayor Sylvester Turner and him are friends. There's like footage of them in the past, like together at events and stuff. And
him thanking Travis for being the reason that Houston's still on the map. I'm like, wow, you're putting a lot on Travis.
I was like, interesting. Okay. I don't think that's why.
Another thing too,
that the clout at the concerts
that he was saying was that like one of Travis's like main reasons for doing this was like for the youth, right? He wanted to give to give the youth like a out, like just an outlet. You know what I mean? So they can go be rowdy somewhere, you know, somewhere
quote safe.
Safe.
Quote.
Oh my god.
Let's see how that happened.
Another one of you say, super upsetting, he should be in jail, so shameful, makes me sick. Someone else says he deserves to not have a platform, period. Another one of you said 10 fucking people died, including young teenagers. He should be in jail for negligence. He knew what was going on. His team knew. Everyone fucking knew. And the fact that he hasn't taken any accountability or apologized is a disgrace. He should be blacklisted for the rest of his life. The director of this documentary, Concert Crush, his name is Charlie Mann. People have very mixed opinions on him, but he did also say, quote, that Travis is a punk and he thinks he should be in jail.
Yeah, he did say that.
So, interesting.
I don't know if he should. I don't know.
I think investigation clearly needs to be done.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I'm the one to decide that. But, yeah, they also had scripts about what's going to happen, which blows my mind. So they went to the extent to, like, make scripts of what's going to happen for specific emergency events, but then they just decided not to use them when needed. Like, that makes literally no fucking sense.
It's very shocking, especially, I mean, I'm curious to all of you, will you ever go to a festival that big after seeing this happen?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
I would.
What about you guys?
I can't say that I wouldn't, because I mean, I like to think that the artists that I listen to have the they've kind of earned my respect and you know that like that kind of stuff. But I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like it has made me very conscious. Like now that I do go to shows and stuff, like I mean, I haven't been to a festival like this size, but like even going to shows at Red Rocks, you know what I mean? Like I mean, it does make you think twice about like Mm-hmm. You know, like, what if this shit was to happen? What if the artist I went to go like see does not care about me? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
It does make me do a double take.
Mm-hmm. But, and especially when it's not always all on the artist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like, can you trust these organizers mm-hmm. to keep yeah. you safe or mm-hmm. to even have a plan in place? Mm-hmm. I think that's the most shocking and scary thing about all of this is I think there's like this unsaid safety of like, I paid a certain amount, so therefore there's got to be safety yeah. set up for me.
And like, even like yeah. last time I went a couple weeks ago. I'm not gonna lie. Like I was like kind of like honing in on the security like a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think it was more subconscious, but like I kind of like recognized mm-hmm. that later on. I was like, I'm really staring at these yeah. security people. And like,
what yeah. about you, Sydney? Would you go to a festival this size, like 100,000 people or more?
Sadly, no. I don't think I could do that, like this size. Just like even before this kind of thing, I've always been a little bit wary about it. But now with this, I just don't think, like you said, it's so much more than the artist as well, and it's also the crowd. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, I don't know. People can go crazy.
Yeah, especially if someone, their idol, is hyping them up to right. do so.
Exactly. Right. Yeah,
and that's the thing. I think if Travis was like, "Hey, we've had incidents of
yeah,
you know, a lot of wild behavior in the past. Let's make sure we are safe. Take mm-hmm. care of each other. Listen to the security. Do what is yeah. being asked of you. You know." But the fact that he's like running around me like, "Hell yeah, let's fucking." Yeah. Like run through the barricades. Okay, well.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's. I think it's really important that and to note that he has such a wide range of fans, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
he has from you know McDonald's, like toy, yeah. you know, because he was sponsored by McDonald's. He has like little like actual children. He has adults. He has like everything in between. Like, I'm sorry, but like young boys are very impressionable. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If like their idol tells them to rage and just totally. Go crazy, mm-hmm. ugh, they're going to
yeah.
do that. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Just young people in general. Yeah.
Yeah. Just young totally. People in general. Yeah. Young people in general.
Yeah. How about yeah. that clip of him? Someone had tried to take his shoe at yeah, a show years ago.
Dude.
And this. Switzerland.
Oh my yep. God. That's
and
awful.
He starts telling the whole crowd to fuck him up.
Yeah. You be this a was a open air festival in Switzerland, July 2015. Yeah. He's like dives into the crowd, mm-hmm. surfs the crowd. And then gets back up on stage and you can see he's pissed. And yeah. he starts being like, you know, talking to this guy like, you tried to steal my shoe. Blah. Yeah. And says, fuck him up.
Fuck. You have enough money. Yeah, you have all the shoes in the world.
And then says, fuck him up. Yeah. You know, and if you're really that pissed, like, security, can we have him taken out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fuck him up.
Yeah.
Get him. And then he's like, boo. And he's having the whole crowd boo.
Can you imagine if him. That kid was yeah. killed? What
yeah,
would have happened?
It was a kid. What? I was going to say, because I
if
heard
he was.
That. Oh. I heard that too, because I was trying to go back and like look for his name, like the person's mm-hmm. name who stealing
the shoe or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Because I heard that it was a kid. I heard that it was like a minor.
Oh, God. Very well could have been. Yeah.
And yeah, like, I mean, he also, you're putting, like, Travis, you're putting yourself in the position that where you are crowd surfing, of mm-hmm. course people are going to touch you and grab you.
Right.
And what if it was an accident? What if like he accidentally like, caught onto something?
Totally.
Like, so many things could have happened.
I'm sure.
For him to just jump to that conclusion yeah. and fuck him up, spits on him. There yeah. was mic at his head. Did you see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was pissed.
It's just so stupid. It's a fucking shoe. I mean, literally. The amount of crowd surfing where people probably have taken things from the artist when they choose to crowd surf, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Yeah, that's a risk.
Because they're like trying to get something
yeah,
from their
totally.
Favorite artist, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean... Just his yeah. behavior leading up to this for years is so despicable.
It's like
now it's just like, oh, slap on the wrist. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to talk about, because I think this is an interesting discussion just to have in general, is the fact that the documentary discussed how tons of security obviously is hired for these events. However, it's not like there's, you know, hundreds of security members mm-hmm. that are always ready to right. do a festival specifically in Houston. So they have to hire people kind of on the spot in the sense of like, they say, hey, we're right. having this event.
Right.
Do you want to work security? And so a lot of people kind of just applied or whatever and then showed up that day of with no prior training, no right. prior experience. And they took like a test and it was, quote, open book. And they basically just gave you the answers. And so in theory, there was tons of security officers running around having no prior training or experience for mm-hmm. something this big. And security, I believe they said, was not given radios, so they couldn't even really like communicate with each other.
Versus if it was like a traveling, touring concert, then it's oftentimes the same security works together, travels together.
Oh, kinda, really?
Well, that's what the documentary was saying. They made that point.
I think even if it's like Red Rocks, they have mm-hmm. security that people
or the event is
right. Yeah. But right, like I know has, people, like, a standard team. Right? Exactly. But I don't think there's like an event because this was just
right,
in a just field put up. So right. Where do you find that? Yeah, they had to find random people to do it, and I guess mm-hmm. a lot of those people admitted to the fact that they just wanted to be there to go to the concert,
which a lot of people do. Like a lot, oh, I know. Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people who do that. You know, in my life,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Go to Red Rocks, get a summer job or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's
yeah. But they have the training.
They have the training. Yeah, I have mm-hmm. a friend that's like, yeah, I wanted to go get a job at Red Rocks because I have free concerts. That's mm-hmm. fine. I'm not saying don't yeah. do that, but.
And Red Rocks has a specific.
Right. That you're there for. Yeah. You know exactly right, how right. to do security right. at Red Rocks specifically because you've been trained. So then I'm like, okay, what is. Like, that's obviously really stupid, but also, how do you get around that? Like, do you contact other security companies that have people that are already trained and be like, hi, I need to recruit your employees and I'll give you a percentage or something like that if I can use your already trained employees to come be security for this music festival? Like, I don't know.
Because I think the way, I mean, I don't know if I'm correct, but a lot of security companies, they do like what is it? Not like contract, but like they can like lend out their employees.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
so
what
like,
I would think.
I'm pretty sure because at one of my previous jobs, we used to have a security guard and it was like, it's a whole it's a third party company. Yeah. Yeah.
One of my brothers does security and he's mm-hmm. like, you go to a specific spot, they like tell you where to go, whatever. So I don't know. It's really ridiculous that that's what they decided to do. I mean, that's kind of the main gist of what I caught from the documentary specifically, and I wish there was more out about what's going on with the lawsuits and everything.
Yeah,
but as we know, there's 500 of them that have been filed. Mm-hmm. So,
and
I don't know.
I guess Travis had offered to pay for funerals for people, and victims have turned it down.
Yeah, they all turned it down because
probably for legal reasons.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them are like, I don't want your fucking money.
Right. But also, I think it can be taken as a settlement. And he could have even, like, offered them an amount. But, like, okay, if I give you this, you have to sign something.
Right.
Because he won't sue me. Like, there's things like that, too. Right, so there could be multiple reasons why they're not accepting it. But, yeah, just the moral of it.
I know.
I wouldn't want his fucking money either.
And it's just sad because I feel like that's just a way to be, like,
yeah,
signing off the issue.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Here's your money. Bury your loved one. And let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with this documentary coming out, Live Nation is concerned that publicity from the documentary could taint the jury pool.
Mm. Which I don't.
The evidence is so overwhelming. I can't imagine it's going to taint the jury pool any more
like
than that will be.
It's not like it was pro Travis Scott or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or really even, I mean, it was pro victims in the sense of like it gave the survivors a chance to speak. But overall, it was kind of just like questions that the survivors were answering, mm-hmm. giving their own personal perspectives
mm-hmm.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. A spokesperson for Travis has said that the documentary falsely blames Mr. Scott for the heartbreaking tragedy that occurred. Falsely blames. That is, y'all have some balls.
Yeah.
They criticize the involvement of attorneys who have filed lawsuits in the case because, mm-hmm. some of them were interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if you are interested, it doesn't hurt to watch it. Mm-hmm. I do think it's a little expensive. I wish it was just free on YouTube or something. I feel like they'd get more ad revenue on YouTube than Vimeo. And I mean, it's not getting as much publicity as you'd think.
No.
Also, it's kind of expensive for a like an hour and a half documentary.
It was very $19.
Like and it was like not very well.
It's not of the quality edited. That I would for $19.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. I kind of hope that like years to come, like a bigger
there will be
thing will make like Hulu there or will something.
Will make and it. I'm sure there are more victim families who just aren't talking because they're in lawsuits and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
There'll be more. Mm. There will be more.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was interesting.
Travis Scott's back though. That was the main reason we wanted to talk about all this is because the dude is back.
Yeah,
back on tour.
We definitely want to hear more
festivals.
Of your opinions. Either way,
you know,
I know a lot of people think that his career shouldn't end. because of this. I mean, I don't know.
I just had such a strong feeling he wasn't going anywhere.
I know. You did. You called it. I was so sure after this, he was just fucking done. I couldn't, of all the reasons people are canceled these days, I thought being there while 10 people die in your crowd and continuing to perform as people are screaming, I really thought that'd be the end of someone, but apparently not. Apparently people don't give a fuck.
Money and fame can really get you out of a lot of things. God.
Yeah, it's really upsetting.
I will say, however, shocked that he's doing this less than a year later. Less he's already performing. Mm-hmm. And then come the 1 year anniversary, he's going to another festival that's twice the size.
Yeah.
That's a little shocking.
It's so lame.
So anyway, should we go ahead and pivot to the Ace Fest?
We need a little
more lighthearted.
A little fun here. Yeah.
Ace Family!
Holy fuck, these guys.
Woo!
Just when you think they can't get worse.
I kind of want to go.
Just keep on going.
Dude,
I know.
These motherfuckers are the greatest scammers in the whole world.
If we lived in California, we would go.
Oh, 100%. 1,000% I would fucking show up to this shit.
But you'd pay?
How much is it?
I can't remember. It's a lot of money.
It's like $500.
Yeah, it depends on which package you get.
Yeah.
But one of them is $500.
Jeez. It counts for what? Like
5 tickets.
Yeah.
Well, or like 5 entries.
Oh my God.
Okay. These dudes are seriously scammers on so many levels. It's fucking wild.
They really are.
Like, and in the end, y'all got scammed.
Amazing. Yeah.
They endless things. We're not going to sit here and go over everything that the Ace family's ever done. But if you know, you know.
Yeah,
so
you know.
So if you don't know, these people are a family vlog channel who have done so many yucky things over the years. Recently, in the last like 6 months, they had really exploited their son. He had a mouth injury.
Oh.
And it wasn't even that bad of a thing.
I didn't know this.
Got hit with a ball or something, and they like put it in the thumbnail. It was like injury. He's injured, they exploit the kids in so many ways.
They exploit the fuck out of their kids.
Austin
terrible.
Has done so many questionable things. Remember when he brought his daughter into like a sex shop and bought her a dick lollipop?
Yeah. What the fuck?
She got a lolly.
Like, dude, that is really questionable. Do you know how many freaks are on there watching that video?
So a big drama of theirs this year has also been their house.
the house,
which was two houses. They bought two houses and can join these two mega mansions
into one house.
And but, I believe it's still up for sale. It was foreclosed.
Yeah. So the banks got it.
Yeah.
They need to do an auction on that bitch.
They did an auction.
Oh, they did.
I don't think they did.
Remember,
it was like in the park.
Right. We were watching. Yeah. Some dude like went out there and like filmed it. It's honestly so funny how many people troll the Ace family. Like the amount of good content on YouTube of people trolling them.
It's wild. And this real estate agent has done TikToks just showing their house
because
it's up for sale.
Yeah.
And this thing is fucking wild, man. I mean, it is has no proper floor plan because it's two homes conjoined, so it's like bedrooms against bedrooms where it's not, there's no flow to it.
Yeah,
I mean the amount of money they spent on this bitch, I mean
how
it looks like
it?
A compound.
Wasn't it like 10, was it 10 mil or am I exaggerating?
Something like, no, I think it is, I think that's about right, look it up.
Which is weird because I'm like, you could buy like a really nice house for 10, like there are tens of millions dollar homes in LA. So why did you build this weird thing with two of them? Go ahead.
They're asking for $13 million on the house.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, the market's going up.
Still sitting there.
Yep.
Wow.
Anyways.
Yeah, so they're an interesting little crew, but now it seems they are retiring.
They are retiring, folks.
Calling it quits.
A little over a month ago, they went on YouTube and were like, hey, Ace family, we are going to be getting off of YouTube in about a year and stop making videos.
Yes. Except for, do we actually think that's gonna happen?
No. They said that the reason they wanted to do it was because they want to travel the world with their family for at least 6 months or something.
They're
like
gonna pull a Keemstar, they'll be back.
That's what I'm saying. Or I was watching who was I watching? This is not my original idea, but I think it might have been Tea Spill. I was watching one of her videos and she thinks that, remember how David Dobes got his ID Discovery Travel show?
Yeah.
They're like, maybe they're doing something like that and they are, you know, getting off of YouTube to go promote that or something.
I was going
to
say, why would they do, why would anyone that give them a platform, but they did sense. For David. Yeah. So, especially after everything he did.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. No problem. Here's your own show, Davey.
No one cares. Money rules the world. That's
so
for sure.
So absurd.
So their big send off for YouTube, they wanted to host a festival.
Woo! They called it a mixture between Coachella meets Disney, bitch.
Fucking wild. Those two things should never be mixed.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because, I mean, most of these people's fans are children. The majority of them. It's going to be parents and kids.
Yeah.
Like little imagine kids, right? Imagine if your kid's a fan and you're like, you want to make your kid happy, but...
They're like, oh, man.
I really have to go to this fucking Ace Fest.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. The Ace Fest. July 9th. And what was originally said to be Palmdale, California, from noon to 10 p.m.
Noon to 10... Damn.
These are all time. Important details. We will explain this in a sec. So this fest was going to be lit as hell. Mm-hmm. They were going to have games.
Free
they were
games.
Have ri- oh, free rides. You and pay the ticket. Yeah. Boom. You can, as Austin said himself, you can ride the same ride over and over and over again for the entire time.
Teacups all day till you puke.
Hell yeah, baby. Free rides, free prizes, wildlife animals, and live performers.
Mm. Oh, they're going to bring in animals. These people, oh, they're disgusting.
So, okay. Yeah, no, they really are. It makes me laugh. So they're selling two types of tickets. One of them is like the VIP experience, and that one's like $500. And you get, so they sell tickets, but then each ticket, if you buy one ticket, then you get five entries.
Or there's the other one that's one ticket, but it counts for three entrances, right? Or two entrances.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Who, have you ever heard of an event like that?
I've never heard of that in my whole life. Yeah, this one pass counts as five tickets. That's the VIP. And then this part is so funny to me. For the VIP, they added some bonuses. Watch Austin's next fight for free. When the fuck is he going to fight someone when What's-His-Nuts still hasn't even been paid?
And they don't even have an announcement of who this person that he's going to fight
no,
is.
No, just watch whatever fight for free. Happens.
It's awesome. So ballsy. What?
Oh, it's so funny.
Gotta buy it with that on the line. I mean, damn.
It's so
that
great.
In itself.
Then also they get to go to their wedding.
What? Are you? I did not
picking
see that.
Two VIP pass members to join us at our wedding.
Oh, just two. I thought you meant everyone.
Plus your four guests.
What?
So I don't. Yeah, ew. I don't really understand that. An exclusive wedding gift.
Ew, you guys are freaks. Selling tickets to your wedding.
They're going to rent out. They like had a vlog where they wanted to rent out Dodger Stadium.
Oh my God.
For
dude,
their wedding.
They are awful.
Oh, it's so funny to me.
That's just, you're really going to sell
your wedding.
Yeah.
Even I guess so people gross. Were literally tweeting at them being like, do not do this. Like, have your wedding by yourself.
Yeah.
Being their own fans.
Ew. When are they supposed to get married?
I have no idea. Who fucking knows with anything?
Are they? Who knows?
Dude, so they're giving out these bonuses for events that aren't even planned. They're just like, whatever we do this, you can come.
Literally.
The fight, the wedding. Wow.
And we'll come over and have dinner. Send you to space while we're at it.
Yeah. Like,
the fuck? Oh, it's amazing. So here's the catch, folks.
Okay.
They're only selling 5,000 tickets. But like we said, each ticket is good for like 3 to 5 people or whatever. So it's estimated that there's around like 20,000 people attending this fest if they were to sell out.
Full capacity, yeah.
And the tickets went on sale April 9th. And they claim to have sold out in just like a few minutes, I'm pretty sure. Like quick. Yep. Sold out, people.
There's a clip we'll insert.
Another sellout event. We'll see you guys July 9th at the Ace Fest.
Here's the thing about this. This is where the first questionable thing happens. Oh, right. Well, first off, when they announced the festival, like on their video, they didn't even have a date yet or a location. Like this was until after they had like their little ticket sale that they figured out when and where it was going to be. So people were like, what?
Did they release the trailer before they knew where it was going to be?
Yes.
Okay.
They released the trailer like,
we had
right
the
away.
Trailer,
we
right?
We had the trailer.
Yeah.
Can we see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at this trailer.
Which, by the way, I feel like before we even play it, we need to give credit to the people who actually have the trailer. So
the footage they used is all stolen.
Yeah. they put up the trailer and used it from this couple, Jack and Mac. And they're a couple that have their own wedding videography company.
Right, like an event videography.
And they put this video up like 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and it's actually the San Diego Fair.
So these fuckers really just downloaded it off YouTube. They like put it into like
didn't
MP3s,
give any,
whatever.
Yeah, literally. Didn't give any credit. But the best part is they took it from the San Diego Fair. Like, as if they're going to be the San Diego Fair.
Dude, they have no shame. They don't give a fuck.
It's so lit.
They will
lit.
Take you to the cleaners. They don't give a damn.
It's
oh, yeah,
so
no.
lit.
All right, San Diego let's Fair. See this. Let's see this. And they're going to be sued for this. The couple has said that they are planning to take legal action against the Ace family for stealing their clips and using it in a commercial way. All right, let's check it out.
All right. Look at how lit this looks, dude. This is the San Diego Fair. That's why it looks so
introducing
lit.
Introducing Ace Fest. In your fucking dreams.
Oh, it's so funny. It's a full ass fucking fair.
Literally.
It's fully established, dude, and they just took it.
There is no way I would be bringing my child to this thing. A bunch of first of all, carnival rides scare the shit out of me.
Dude,
anything that's like brought to a parking lot and set up and assembled by like some people that are running the fucking
hell
festival.
To
No. I've seen too many horrific things.
I ain't going on that shit.
No way. But especially something run by the Ace family, dude.
Yeah.
Rides. I would not get on a ride or put my child on a ride that those fuckers have anything to do with. No way.
No. Well, then I'm like, how do you just like put on a fair? Like, don't you have to have like insurance
and permits
and permits and stuff? Which we'll get into in a sec about where the location is. So fun. Okay, wait, back to the tickets. I want to say one thing.
Okay.
So they say they're all sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're all sold out. They like hype it up or whatever.
Like
however,
another sold out event.
Ew, you sound like him.
Ace family.
God, another sold out. She's like, oh, I'm just so happy to say it. She's like wiping her tears. I'm like, oh my God, you people are amazing. It's honestly amazing. Like they deserve fucking Oscars for how good they are at acting. Okay, but anyway, so this other YouTuber, his name is Mad Catster. He's like a drama channel and he made a video basically saying that they were lying about the amount of tickets that were being sold. And in fact, they, according to like his research, they hardly sold any. His friend goes on the site and tries to put in his cart a million tickets of both the VIP and the club pass or whatever. And so then he tries to go check out. But when he goes to check out, the site automatically like pulls a bunch of them out of his cart and only leaves in 7,904 VIP tickets and 3,977 club tickets. So this means that A, they lied about only being able to sell 5,000 because according to this, the cart and the website, there's well over 5,000 tickets in this dude's cart. And B, they're not sold out because you can buy up to...
You can still buy them.
Yeah.
Thousands.
And this is after people have already purchased some of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this was already after. I guess he said that a few hours later, he went back in and tried to do it again. And that the tickets were only down a few hundred from the first time he went in. So really, like, they didn't sell that many in those few hours. So they think that there's no way that it's being sold out because it's not selling that well.
These people are so full of shit. It's unreal. They don't even care.
I feel like they're even, like, trying to, like, fool themselves at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Keep it going 100%. In their head that everything's good.
Yeah.
People love them.
Oh, they're idols.
Selling out.
Selling out, baby.
So this is going to be wild. I can't wait for it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I want to see the footage.
I'm so excited.
It does make me nervous, though. I mean, it's going to be a lot of kids. And we saw how bad TanaCon was.
Remember
that
shit? Yeah, I was
about
to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people were like almost passing out waiting in line for TanaCon. It was a complete shit show.
Yeah, it was. It was horrible.
And now there's kids involved in this. So it's a little, I'm interested to see how it's going to turn out. I won't lie.
No,
I'm
curious.
I'm sure there'll be some LOLs coming out of this.
Oh, I'm excited for the LOLs.
Also concerned for these kids and their parents. Like, that just...
Their parents don't deserve this. Those kids don't deserve this.
Uh-uh. I mean, they don't know any better.
Oh, and then I was watching H3 and Sam went and bought tickets.
Oh, did they?
When it was on sale. And she said that there was no, like, confirmation. They have no idea if they're getting them in person, but I don't think they are because they never took mailing address. And then she said that there was there's no follow-up of when the tickets will be sent to them via email or whatever.
Wow.
They just got a confirmation from Shopify that, like, money was pulled out of their account.
And today's May 2nd, so they've got, like, 2 months to get this shit in order.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, we sold out, bro, but don't worry. We're going to talk to the event coordinators and try to figure out a way to get more tickets.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's convenient.
Bigger. And so they're going to be sharing this space too.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the thing out. Is that this event is being... So finally, they tell you where it's being held, which is at the AV Fair and Event Center in Lancaster, which is not the original place of Palmdale. It's actually farther north. And this area apparently is like Death Valley. Like, it's hot. It's desert. There's nothing around. Like, people were saying that you can't be outside in July, which is when it's taking place, for longer than like a few minutes without like
dying,
being extremely
hot. Making me scared even thinking about this. I feel like we're going to be talking about this in July come, you know, Monday morning of that week.
For real.
We're going to be here and it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, when is July 2nd? We need to take a look what day of the week that is.
July 9th is a Saturday, so
July we'll be 2nd talking about is a this Saturday.
It's July 9th, the event.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
July 9th. So we'll be here on the 11th, Monday morning, talking about it.
That's right, baby.
And I'm a little afraid of what we're going to see. Hopefully the whole thing will just be canceled, honestly, for people's sake.
Yeah, but also I kind of want to see this dumpster fire.
I know.
For my own selfish entertainment.
It's just... you get nervous because you just don't know how bad could this really be. Like, these are children. What if it's like there's no water available, or they're like standing in the heat?
Well,
or one
here's
of the rides
what makes me
breaks,
think that won't be the case
out.
Is because, like I said, it's being held at that event center, and that event center holds like tons of different events in the past and stuff, so they're pretty established. And interestingly enough,
that's true,
the same time that the Ace Fest is going on, there's another festival called the Antelope Valley Summer of Soul Festival.
So they're like sharing the space.
Right.
And so the tickets for that are a lot cheaper.
They're $15. And on there, it's so awesome. And I'm like, holy shit. And then on there, like, you know, a little synopsis about what they're providing. It's like the same shit. Magic shows, games, comedy show.
But it's not
car
the same
show.
Shit, Janelle. Okay.
It's not
you get
the same.
Access
live
to the fight and the wedding, possibly.
True.
Okay.
Fuck. You're right. And live animals. There was no live animals for this one, the Soul Festival.
Damn.
But $15?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They're like just right across
the
way.
People are like, okay, they're totally like joining in. People even think it's like an affiliate program where like, oh, if you know, sell these tickets, then you can like make money off of it essentially. It's a total fucking scam.
Oh, yeah. Ace fam scam.
Ace
what they do.
Fam. Damn.
It's a typical Ace Fam scam.
Scam.
Dude, these people are wild.
Oh,
yeah.
My
I mean,
God.
Hopefully the fact
Amazing.
That there's this other company kind of running it, hosting it.
Oh, I don't know if they're hosting it. I think it's just the fairgrounds.
But they're like the running grounds. The hopefully like they're the running, rides and the employees.
Yeah,
and some of
that's
that
what
stuff.
I'm saying. Like, who's
no,
doing
I,
that?
I was gonna say, I don't know if the fairgrounds, I think you have to bring that.
Like outside vendors.
Yeah, I don't think the fairgrounds.
You would assume
has,
though you would have
that.
To provide proof of insurance or proof of liability in order
insurance.
To be able to do that.
Well, the Ace family has to have the insurance. They
They're
have
not gonna
to
have
insurance.
Well, they're gonna be like, sign your name here that it's all good.
Yeah,
and
like,
if you get injured,
control?
No worries. You get VIP to our wedding now. You can just stand next to Catherine as one of her bridesmaids.
You'll be in a cast, but here you'll be.
Oh my god, amazing. I mean, I hope they have less involvement than Tana did in TanaCon, because that shit got crazy fast.
Dude. Oh yeah. Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy.
That was the dude in the Segway. good memes.
This will be this, what's his name even?
I don't even fucking know.
Austin.
I don't even fucking know.
Oh, McBroom?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. McBroom. I thought you meant the dude on the Segway.
Oh no, TanaCon. I don't really hear about him.
He's still running around. I think he was on Dr. Phil like a year ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Talking about it or
I watched
something.
It.
Amazing.
No, of course you did. You love Dr. Phil.
I love Dr. Phil.
Oh, but no, I watched that. Oh, it was. Oh, he was. Boy. Yeah, he was a crybaby then.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wait. But I went on the site on the fairgrounds or whatever, wherever this place is going to be held.
Uh-huh.
I went on their site and I found their little calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
But not even. So the Ace Fest is on there now, but it's on the Watch and Wager.
What
something
that?
Is being held on the same day? Should we?
Yeah,
give them
that's like the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the whole month of June,
yeah.
July.
Should we call them and find out?
Watch and Wager.
Yeah, should we call them?
Watch and Wager. That sounds like some type of gambling
thing. I
kind of want to
call the event.
Let's do it.
People. I kind of want to see if like even if like they have like maybe tickets for sale there and how much they'll be there and stuff.
Yeah, let's just call and ask them up some questions.
I have questions.
All right.
I think we all do.
But
let's do
sadly,
it.
We can't like record them because
can't put on speaker.
Yeah, we can't put on speaker, so we can't hear what they have to say. But Carly's gonna
she'll tell us
the tea.
Okay, awesome. I just have a really quick question about one of your events coming up.
I'm just planning a trip for my family, and I just want to make sure everything's good to go. I'm all planned out. There's an event, I believe it's on
July 9th.
Because I see the calendar on here, but it's not working for me. So could you tell me the events that are on that day? It's an art festival. Okay. So it's the Ace Fest and the art festival.
The event does include the wedding.
Okay. And do you guys sell tickets to the events there? Okay, so it's just a third for the art festival, for the Ace Family Fest.
Ace Fest, bitch. We don't give a shit about anything else.
Okay, for both events. Okay, cool. Awesome.
Does the ticket include getting to meet Austin and Catherine?
Oh, wait, cool.
Just ask her anyway.
No. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm so sorry. I got scared.
What the hell?
Because it was like, no, I'm so sorry. I got really, really nervous. I got really red.
What, are they going to fucking come and kill you because you asked if they can meet Austin?
It is going on that day, along with this art festival.
Okay.
They're not selling tickets there. They don't plan anything for the festivals. It's all third party. They're like, we don't really have any.
The only information you give you is that it's there that on it's, that day.
Yep. So that's kind of a. Sorry, guys. I wish I had more.
But will we be invited to Catherine's wedding?
These are the things I need to know. I'm sorry. I got really nervous.
Well, I can see.
Well, I guess Kendall would be the same way.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I thought maybe
you'd
if
better
I,
than I would. I'd be like laughing and hang up.
I thought maybe if I was like, yeah, like I'm going to this other one, but this is this other. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, maybe closer to the event, we can keep calling, see if they have more information. That's true. I'm sure they have no fucking idea what's going on.
She was like, you're calling about the festival, aren't you?
And oh, I was so like, they know.
She sounded like she was a little annoyed. That's why I was kind of nervous. But she was like,
she's like, a lot of people have called us.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, you're talking about the festival, and I was like, the art festival, and then there's
Ace Family, the YouTube festival, baby.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that one, guys.
Dude, I really hope that this like plays out. I would love nothing more.
Mm-hmm. It'd be hilarious. We'll send you out there.
Hey, we can get the 2-person or the 3-person ticket.
Yeah.
Meet you and Charlie. Let's go.
Yeah.
That would be lit. Okay. I tweeted, someone was like, are you okay mentally?
Oh yeah.
I was like, yes, I'm doing great. Never better.
I would join you if I wasn't going to be 9 months pregnant in July.
I was
going
to say, bring Jessica, but she won't be there. She won't be alive yet.
No.
Birthed yet.
She won't be earthside, as people say.
Earthside.
Earthside.
Oh, that's cute.
Damn. Ace fam.
Damn
the Ace fam.
At it again. Well,
maybe we should have them on the show someday.
Sure they would agree.
Yeah, I'm sure they would agree. I love them so much. I really hope more keeps unfolding with this because it just cracks me up.
You love them so much?
Somewhere that
I love them
in the
sense of like, I love them for my own comedic entertainment.
There's no fucking way I'd bring my kid to something like this, especially without, they have no way to like, call and ask questions. There's no specific information. They just found the venue. Like, what the hell is this shit?
I pretended to be a parent, too. Yeah. Not a very good one, but...
Yeah, they didn't give a damn. They're like, whatever. We don't know shit either.
Yeah, literally. No. Well, tickets are not sold there. They said.
I mean... Where's the, like, question contact us form on the Ace Fest website?
An email address. Something.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there is one. Let me look it up really quick. Maybe like having issues?
Right here. There's a contact form. Oh.
It's okay.
Just so they can contact you.
That is so sketch.
That is great.
They contact you?
Yeah.
So you fill out a fucking form. Wait, should we fill it out?
Yeah, let's fill it out. Next week they can contact us.
Say Janelle and Kendall. No.
Trying to understand what is going on at this festival. Is it safe? Will there be proper water supply?
How about be like, before I
is
buy
the
tickets,
heat a concern?
I need to know if they're going to be via email or like paper tickets. Like, are you going to send us tickets? Oh, also they're saying that, because remember they were like, we're going to try and get more tickets for you guys. They're selling tickets on May 7th. That's what they said, that it's coming back and they're going to be able to, you can buy it.
Perfect.
So on Saturday. So set your alarms, people.
So, yeah, that's... few days.
Yeah, Saturday. All right. When you're watching this, it'll be a few days.
We'll give you guys some updates next week if we are back.
I do kind of wish that we lived in California. Yeah. Because I would love to attend.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Be kind of iconic.
I'd like to send you.
I would love to go.
A little like reporter thing.
It'd be really funny.
You wear a GoPro on your head.
I would love to meet Austin.
You can do a little vlogumentary thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, baby. The Ace Fest. Woo!
My God.
Anyways.
These people fucking never stop.
No, they never. That's the thing. They never stop.
No. They're like,
someone was
scams.
Like, they're going to travel the world in order to escape prison in the U.S.
Probably. I'm like, what more shit can we get into before you hightail it out of this country?
It's so iconic. I love it. Can't get enough.
That's already it for us today, guys. I gotta get home and do another recording.
It. Hope you've had a lovely week thus far.
Yes.
And that you have a lovely weekend.
Yeah.
And we will see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.